I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians are leaving Malaysia. That's the word from a friend of Mission Network News who lives there. He says the culprit is creeping Islamization. Christians are feeling the pressure by, in his words, little mullah Napoleons. It's creating what he calls a spirit drain.
A lot of Christians in Malaysia have left the country, moved to so-called greener pastures like in Australia, United States. We've had Christian leaders who have written and spoken out about this issue, saying, look, are you serving Christ or are you serving mammon?
Open Doors USA is asking you to pray for Malaysian Muslim background believers who are underground because they're facing incredible oppression. Next, violence in the Central African Republic marks it as one of the many countries included in Wycliffe Associates' initiative, Africa Advance. The campaign supports Bible translators. Bruce Smith of Wycliffe Associates says,
Bible translation teams end up being either directly attacked or indirectly impacted by that kind of violence and have to move out of their home areas or maybe begin translation from neighboring areas.
Wycliffe Associates has been coming up with creative ways to assist Bible translation work on the move. To see what they're doing creatively to support Bible translators, check out the story at our website, missionnews.org. And ministering to people around the world is becoming easier through the use of technology. The Jesus Film Project has an app with more than 75,000 videos in over 1,200 languages that are sharing the truth of the resurrection. They're capturing the attention of many in Iran. People who've never heard the gospel before are now giving their lives to Christ. Pray for these new believers, and if you'd like to sponsor the program, you'll find the links at our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address at the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date Mission News every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.